Hello, I'm Darnell Pierre Benjamin from Detroit 67 at Ensemble Theater, running through April 5th. Detroit 67, it's about a brother and sister and their best friends and their struggles to basically be human during a very inhumane time whenever they were struggling with the 1967 Detroit riots and what happens whenever a mysterious character comes into their lives and sort of shake things up a little bit. It is also a regional premiere, and this playwright, Dominique Morisot, it is a regional premiere of her work in this area. It is a play that is important mainly because it's about something that we're still dealing with today. With the recent situation with Ferguson, for example, it is a play about a riot, about a race riot, about people struggling to try and move forward despite the odds of an issue that's been going on for a very long time. People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get... One thing the audience will definitely discover is how closely knit Cincinnati is to what's going on with Detroit in this play. With what's going on in Over the Rhine, the gentrification, and the past, the 2001 riots, and here we are in this play in 1967, and there are these riots happening. So that's a huge connection that the audience can connect to, and watching what happens when people start fighting because they're losing something. They feel like they're losing something, their land, their businesses, when other businesses or other owners of businesses are trying to come in and take them over, which can be a good or a bad thing. There's no good or bad answer. It's just a matter of perspective. But I think it's really great that the play touches on that same thing that I think people in Cincinnati can really relate to. For more information on Detroit 67, go to WVXU.org. Right now I'm reading The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. And the reason why I really like this book, or what drew me to it initially, is because I find it fascinating, stories of people with dark backgrounds. Started off with Jeffrey Dahmer, and I started just getting really heavily into all these serial killers and wondering, how does their mind work? Why does it work that way? And I particularly got drawn to this book by a friend who told me that the writing was so wonderful. And since I've started reading it, I've seen that. And right now I'm kind of sifting through it slowly because it goes through these sections talking about what's happening with the Chicago World's Fair, where they get heavy into the architecture world, which isn't so interesting to me, but the writing is great. But then when it goes back into H.H. Holmes, the serial killer that the novel is about, when they start talking about him, I'm suddenly just drawn in completely because I find it fascinating that, I don't want to give too much away, but ultimately this man completely puts on whatever disguise he needs to get what he wants. And I find it a fascinating way in which his mind works. And it's interesting to me, particularly being an actor, I think it draws me in because I'm thinking to myself, well, sometimes I have to put on a certain mask to be somebody who's very far from me. And I think it's interesting to particularly to pay attention to these characters that are a little on the darker side.
You're listening to The Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU. Stick around. There's more on the shelf.